Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Northeast Pennsylvania, it's Rob O'Donnell here on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. You download it at your Apple Store, your Apple App Store, your Google Play Store, anywhere you get your favorite apps, whatever type of phone or device you have, you get it there, you download it, you look for WILK News Radio, you favorite it, and you got us. You can also ask your smart speaker, just play WILK News Radio, and it will live. Digital format, you'll get us nice, crisp, and clear, and enjoy the show. Later on in the show, and I kind of tease this on my Facebook page, later on today, a government official has claimed that the U.S. has built a $21 trillion underground city for a near-extinction event. A government official has made these claims, and we're going to tell you the who, what, when, where, and how later on in the show today, so you're not going to want to miss that. Also, today is National Teachers Day, so if you are a teacher, thank you. We know the work you do. Thank you for your dedication. Thank you for doing what you do. And it's also National Nurses Day. And again, thank you for what you do. Both of these professions are in need. They're a valuable profession, and if you're looking to do something with your lives, they are both great things to dedicate your life to. So I just want to give a shout out to both our teachers and our nurses today. And it's a shame. You know, they have to share a day. You can't split. And I know there's months and stuff like that, but you know, you couldn't make it two separate days in the same week. But I guess every day is another day for something. So we'll see there. Now, there was some sort of break. Well, actually, there's a couple of breaking news stories coming out. The Supreme Court has made a decision today to remove the stay for removing transgender individuals from our military. So the Trump administration, the Department of Defense, can go forward with removing transgender individuals from the military while that case works it through. So the Supreme Court didn't make a decision. They just removed the stay and said it needs to work through its process in the appellate court. So that can continue forward with the removal of transgender individuals from our military. As that court case works through, it'll probably end up back in the Supreme Court sooner or later, but at least there's no national, like, hey, you got to stop everything until this works through the case. That's not how cases are usually supposed to work. You work through the case and then a decision is made. So we had that just come across our wires. Also, I was watching the Oval Office press conference today with the Canadian, Prime Minister, I guess? And just so we're on the same page, there are two lines of storms moving through our area. There's a line that goes just south of Allentown all the way up to southern New York, the southern tier of New York. And then there's sort of a break. And now from Williamsport down to, I would say the Maryland line past Harrisburg, there's a second wave of storms that are moving through our area. So it looks like Wilkes-Barre is getting hit with it now. Scranton should be getting it in the next 5-10 minutes. Some nice bright orange coming through our area. Jim Thorpe has some heavy weather coming through just south of Allentown all the way up to Tunkhannock. So from just south of Allentown all the way up to the border with New York, just west of Vestal, there's a line of severe showers. And then behind that again, Williamsport down to Harrisburg, Yorkish area. Another line of storms coming through. So we're going to be dealing with this for at least the first part of the show today. Well, I was watching the Oval Office press conference with the president and the prime minister of Canada. President of Canada. I think it's a prime minister, whatever they call him. The new guy that's up there. And Donald Trump had an announcement that they are ceasing. Basically, the Houthis in Yemen have waved the white flag and said they don't want to be bombed anymore, and they have agreed to stop shooting at our ships and maritime traffic. That's the cargo ships that are going through that area. Now, it's interesting that this came about today, and I don't believe the Houthis, and I hope that this announcement in the Oval Office was correct, because Israel just bombed the hell out of the Houthis yesterday, blew up their airport, blew up one of their ports the day before that because they shot a missile at the Israeli airport, civilian airport. So it's interesting. Is this just going to be a thing between Israel and the Houthis now in Yemen? Or, you know, is it said and done? I guess we have yet to see. We still have plenty of assets in the region. But as per, you know, what Donald Trump said today, that there will be no more bombing from U.S. forces with the Houthis. Let me see if I could pull this up here. I didn't plan to play it, but I have it, so I might as well.
We had some very good news last night. The Houthis have announced that they are not, or they've announced to us at least, that they don't want to fight anymore. They just don't want to fight. And we will honor that. And we will stop the bombings. And they have capitulated. But more importantly, we will take their word. They say they will not be blowing up ships anymore. And that's what the purpose of what we were doing. So that's just news. We just found out about that. So I think that's very, very positive. They were knocking out a lot of ships going, as you know, sailing beautifully down the various seas. It wasn't just the canal. It was a lot of other places. And I will accept their word. And we are going to stop the bombing of the Houthis. Effective immediately. And Marco, you'll.
So that's came out of the blue because we have two carrier strike groups in the region, the Carl Vincent and the USS Truman. The USS Truman's been there for about 8 months, and we have been constantly bombarding them. They have also been shooting weapons at our ships and at any maritime traffic that goes through their area there. They have not hit any of our ships, but they have caused our ships to take evasive action, and we have spent millions of dollars per day in not only defending our ships from the surface-to-air ballistic missiles, the anti-ship ballistic missiles, and the drones that they've been firing, but we've also been using millions of dollars of munitions to hit them back. So do we believe them? I take it with a grain of salt, but we still have the assets there. So if they flare up again, I see that this continues even more so since they made a deal and didn't stick to it. The president also said that he was going to be in the Middle East in the very near future. He mentioned Qatar that he was going to be visiting and some other areas there, Saudi Arabia. So he will be in the region. So we'll see. We'll see what that means. We'll see how far it goes. Really didn't get into too much. There was some questions back and forth between the Prime Minister of Canada and the President in the Oval Office, but nothing really groundbreaking, just pleasantries and a little snarkiness back and forth. I believe the 51st state came up a few times from the President, and basically the Prime Minister of Canada said that Canada is not for sale on multiple occasions. But said they respect each other and, you know, they are good partners and will be in discussions with things on such as tariffs. So we'll see how that moves forward. So that's some of the breaking news that's coming across the wires today. Again, that Oval Office press conference was just about 2 hours ago where he mentioned that, that the aggressions with the Houthis have ceased. So we'll see, you know, how long that holds. Again, they're terrorists. They have always been terrorists. I don't take a thing they say with any value, but we shall see. And again, we'll have the assets there if they need to be. The photos of this individual from Hazleton, who was wanted for this murder of this volunteer fire Department member, Jessica Lockwood, 39. She was also an ambulance technician that went missing on April 27th, April 28th. Her body was found burned. They have the photo out of this individual, Terrence Leroy Ray, 55 years old, who was last known address is 137 Murray Avenue in Hazleton. He fled the area, should be considered armed dangerous as per the district attorney, and advised that the subject should not be approached by the public, said there are multiple law enforcement agencies looking for this individual. His photo was plastered all over our local media the past 24 hours since this press conference yesterday that happened just before we got on the air, which is why I'm bringing it up again today. They have a theory on motive and such behind this. It appears that the 39-year-old woman had some sort of pill issue due to injuries that she had and developed some sort of substance abuse problem. Probably had her doctor-prescribed pills cut off and went to other means. That's what it appears here. Again, that hasn't been laid out, but they did mention that she had a substance abuse issue due to past injuries. This is not uncommon to where, you know, you get used to pain pills and doctors try to weed you off those pain pills and it doesn't work the way they expect it to work. And it's interesting when the doctors aren't in the pain, they seem to have all the answers, though. It's a dangerous road to go down. I've had many surgeries that have required these very same pain pills, and I was very cautious because of, you know, working in narcotics and dealing with this day in and day out to the point where it was probably detrimental to my body because, you know, after spinal surgery, I was on very powerful pain medicine, and I stopped it every couple of days to make sure I could. And the pain would come back intensely, and it would totally destroy my quality of life to where my doctors would yell at me and say, hey, you got to take what we're giving you. And I was like, yeah, I'm fine with taking it, but I have to make sure, you know, I can stop. And it turned out the stronger medicine, like an oxycodone, I had more issues stop not taking them, coming off the withdrawals, than I did the pain I was originally dealing with. And once I realized that, I didn't want them anymore, wanted nothing to do with them. So I went down to a lower stepped pain pill and then stepped it down even lower to that until I got down to just a naproxen. And, you know, that's how I've kind of managed myself. But, you know, I understand the pain. So I don't judge anyone who is living with pain. It's amazing the amount of pain you learn to live with when you have to. But you shouldn't have to. There's a lot of other alternatives out there. It's just, you know, a lot of pain management doctors, a lot of doctors in general don't have the time to dedicate, you know, to not only managing your injuries, repairing your injuries, but managing your pain management and dealing with it. And you know, I think they have a duty to, but we know how, you know, doctors go in their appointments to where you're kind of in and out and that's the end of it. So yeah, it's kind of left up to you and the people around you. But it appears to me that this was maybe her provider for, you know, street pills that were filling that void. Something obviously went wrong, and she's dead, and this person's on the run. And law enforcement will no doubt catch up with this person, this individual, and he will be brought to justice. And I'm sure we'll find out more as it moves on. But as far as someone like this is on the loose, you know, we have to realize that these aren't victimless crimes. You know, the guy who just deals pills, pain pills, who seems like a nice guy and, you know, he's just helping people out. And, you know, I got a couple pills on the side for you if you need them. They're violent criminals. And this proves that. And this happens over and over again. You have to realize a drug dealer is a drug dealer. And they are violent in nature. That's how they maintain their territory. It's how they get the payments that are coming to them. And you have to realize that. It's 3:22 here at WILK. We'll be back in just a minute. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. 3:26, 63 degrees, and it sounds like it's pouring on the roof here in Pittston. So be careful out there, pooling water. Be careful what you're driving. It does sound like it's coming down pretty good. You can call or text at 570-883-0098. Got a text message, and I love these text messages. Why aren't you embarrassed by the way Trump keeps addressing this, Canada being the 51st state? What a jerk for a president. Well, why am I embarrassed? Why aren't I embarrassed? Because it's funny. And I asked, why aren't you embarrassed for supporting a potato for 4 years with someone else making his decisions? And I'll give it to them. They came back. Nice deflect. Yeah, Biden was a horrible president. What about Trump? Well, like I just said, teasing Canada about being the 51st state is actually funny. It's interesting because, you know, I've spent some time in Canada. I went up in, it was, it was 2000. And I went up to the Canadian Police Memorial in Ottawa, Canada, in full uniform. And the group of us that were up there were the only American police officers in Canada in 2000 for the Canadian Police Memorial in their capital, Ottawa, Canada. And they treated us great. And it's interesting because they made fun of their country all the time, basically saying they have two submarines and one of them's in a mall and the other one's rusted in a lot somewhere. So, you know, that's the nature of the ribbing. They made fun of their own military in Canada. So it was interesting. So, yeah, it's just like bringing Alcatraz back and how everyone's headache is exploding with it. It's comical. It's keep letting that space affect you. It's actually pretty funny. So keep at it. Keep at it. Teasing Canada, that's hilarious. Yes, it is. It is funny because there's absolutely nothing that they could do in response to it. So there's that. So the Lackawanna County Clerk of Judicial Records, Maureen Kelly, is retiring in September. And it's interesting that there's a different set of rules to fill this vacancy. It's sort of similar, but instead of a mishmash of like they're doing with the county commissioner, there seems to be a more straightforward way here.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze.
Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
So she was first elected in 2015, won re-election recently. She's been serving Lackawanna County for over 10 years, and I really don't know much about her. I mean, how much do you know about the clerk of judicial records? But the county home rule charter gives the executive committee for the political party of the resigning official, now she's a Democrat, 5 days from the date of vacancy to submit a list of three potential appointees to the judge of the County of Common Pleas, who can appoint one of those three to fill the temporary vacancy. The Home Rule Charter also says a special election, according to the laws of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, shall be held at the next primary, municipal or general election to permanently fill the vacancy. Now, that's exactly what it says for county commissioner, too. But then they brought up this superseding state law that says, no, a county commissioner who's appointed to that position because of a vacancy will fulfill the term. So I don't understand why there's a different process to fill this position, but the county commissioner follows, we follow some of the home rule charter, we follow some of the state superseding law, and then we have this judicial 1908 law, which gets thrown into the mix. So it's interesting how pick and choose. Bottom line is, the same group of people that Commissioner Bill Gaughan is fighting with will be picking our next clerk of judicial records. So it's going to be interesting for our majority, or not even majority, our chairman of our county commissioners. And does this just add to the court mess that's going on to fulfill our county commissioner here in Lackawanna County, something that we've gone since the end of February without. We are now in May. When is the court going to make a decision on this? I mean, sooner or later, there are going to be decisions between the county commissioners that they don't agree on and won't be able to move forward. The assessment, reassessment being one of them. I mean, I assume there's going to be a vote once all said and done to approve everything. And if there's a one yes and one no, then the reassessment can't be approved. Maybe that's a good thing for right now. So a budget. You know, I'm sure that there'll be a lot of issues with that. I mean, business as usual, 90% of the votes that go to the county commissioners are just business as usual, paying bills, normal, you know, resolutions and such like that. There's really no issues with that. But that 10% are the big ones, you know, your budget, the things they disagree on and, you know, they want to go in different directions on and not work together. It's interesting now that there's still only two of them. It doesn't appear Bill Gaughan wants to work together on pretty much anything anyway. We'll see what the court case has to decide. And here's just another level of confusion when it comes to county government, when it comes to the process to replace these individuals, because it appears that they're going with the straightforward home rule charter to replace and have a special election for this candidate for to replace this individual. But the county commissioner, oh, we're going to use part of the home rule charter. We're going to use part of this superseding law, and then we're going to use part of this new law that they made up from anywhere. Well, they didn't make up, but they took from anywhere that had to do with judicial issues, not legislative issues like appointing a county commissioner. But again, this is in the hands of the court now. It's not really something you want to take your sweet time on, especially when there's all these issues with the county. And I saw some doozy issues today with the county as part of the reassessment and the informal appeal process to where they kind of just tell you how they got to their numbers. This Tyler Technologies, they kind of dropped the ball today on a bunch of people and tried to blame it on the sheriff's office. The sheriff's office says, no, it wasn't us. This is them. We'll talk about that in a minute. But it's 3:33 here at WILK. Time for the news with Paul Michaels. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. It is 3:39 here. If you don't have your real ID, you need to get it. The texter's back in, says, so funny, Trump is making Canada mad at us and not trust us. After all, we've been through together as allies. I see it now. It is funny. Well, we really haven't been allies. I mean, Canada's military is just a little bit bigger than the NYPD, so what have they really done? Now, they're a good group of men and women, but let's go easy now on them pulling their weight as far as the safety and security. The only reason Canada exists is because it's the neighbor of the U.S. But if you want to still defend Canada, it's just about 5-6 hours north, and have at it. But that being said, you'll need a real ID to get there. So tomorrow, May 7th, is the deadline to have your real ID, and you could have some travel nightmares if you do not have one. Now, you can have a passport card. If you have a CAT card from military, that is considered a real ID. Or you have to have a real ID, which is that little gold star up in the corner of your driver's license. It's not too hard to get. So I suggest you get over there and get it, because it will, sooner or later, it's going to catch up on you, and you're going to have to do something or go somewhere, or there's going to be some kind of family emergency. You might have to jump on a plane, and there's going to be issues. So listen, I have my daughter's graduation in 2 weeks at a military base, and people are scrambling because they're not going to be able to go to their child's graduation without a real ID, because you're going to need a real ID to get there, to get on base, to see the functions, to go to the graduation ball, to watch the formal parade. You know, there's going to be a lot of things that you're going to need. So you just might as well get it out of the way and get it. If you are on social services, if you are low income, there are avenues in Pennsylvania to get a free of charge real ID. You can call them up and ask them about that. There are programs. So, you know, look into it. But you really should get your real ID. I know it's a pain in the neck. I just got mine like a year or two ago because, you know, we have to. It's been, when did this law pass? Like 2005? And now it's just finally, okay, it's going to happen now. And I guess it's really going to happen because the day's tomorrow. And they're already talking about delays and airports that are preparing for separate lines for people without real ID. And how are they going to vet these people? And it's going to be interesting. So, you know, if you want to go to Canada, if you want to go support our friends to the north, you know, you're going to need a real ID to do it. So have at it. And head up there and get your real ID. Let me tell you about my friends at the Good Feet store, located right here at Scranton in the corner of Route 6 and Commerce Boulevard across from the Olive Garden. Say goodbye to foot pain and hello to personalized comfort with the Good Feet Arch Supports. There's no waiting. Arch Supports are immediately available, and you can experience a difference today with a free test walk. Listen, they've made such a difference in my life. I've had, talking about how the Good Feet Arch Supports made a difference in me, I've had every intervention you could medically have to deal with my sciatic pain, my foot pain, my arch, my fallen arch, collapsed arches, due to flat feet, due to walking, you know, a beat in New York City, running around the city in boots and, you know, 30, 40 pounds of equipment for a couple of decades. You can check them out at 1945 Commerce Boulevard in Scranton. Call them at 570-534-0980. Check them out online at goodfeet.com because you're not going anywhere without Good Feet. When you got EAS warnings, you got to roll with the flow. Yes, we do have storms moving through our area. Maybe we get some fooling of rain going there too, Jake. I know, you got me. It's 346 here, 60 degrees with the storms moving through our area. Some said the EAS voice is a creepy computer generated. Yes, it is. The EAS warning is a computer generated voice, so you are dead on when it says that. That's how they program the system. It's an ancient, antiquated system, but it's the system they have, and that's what we have to use under the FCC rules and regulations. So apologize for that. It appears the Federal Reserve is likely to hold interest rates steady this week. And, you know, it's not going to mean a whole lot for your borrowing. It's not like you're going to get a new deal or something like that. But it's interesting that they were so reactive under the last administration. And now they're like, well, let's see what happens. Let's just wait and see where a rate reduction now would help everybody. It would help the economy. It would help businesses. It would help buyers, especially with the auto market in uncertainty right now with the tariffs and such like that. So, you know, a rate reduction would benefit that. You know, and I've been seeing these what these deals are out there with the employee pricing on Jeeps and Fords. And most American car companies, and I use that lightly because a lot of their cars aren't really made here, but have decided to hold the line on 2025 vehicles. Now it appears that this is a very real thing for them. I think some of them thought that it might have been a temporary, you know, flex rather than, hey, we're changing the way America does business and we're not going to be on the losing end of that. Well, they have to figure out what they're doing. And there is record business and record manufacturing coming back to the U.S. It just takes time. You know, companies need to source their material. You know, speaking of, you know, this stuff with Canada, you know, they said small stores and businesses on the border, on both sides of the border, are being affected by this. Border crossings from Canada into the U.S. are down 30%. So, listen, nationalism and saying, hey, I support my country, be it Canada or be it the U.S., is not a bad thing. It's a good thing. It's a good thing for them. It's a good thing for us. Let them source more of their goods in Canada. Let us source more of our goods here. But let's have a level playing field. I think that's all that's being asked here. And when you truly look into what we're being charged and what they charge us, not just Canada, but I'm talking everywhere, it is truly unfair. We are being taken advantage of. And just because it's easy for us, just because it's cheaper for us at this point, doesn't mean, you know, we should continue the status quo. If you look at the head of the auto workers union, the head of the Teamsters union was just on TV today, saying that how much he appreciates this administration standing up for the American union worker. They see the value in that. If you have the United Auto Workers saying this is a good thing, what's happening here, you know, you should pay attention because here is a group, especially the head of the Teamsters, who is, you know, normally plays both sides of the fence, whoever giving them a better deal. Same thing with auto workers, but they mostly have sided with the Democrat administrations over the past decades. When they're saying, hey, the moves being made now are a good thing, when you go back and you listen to Democrat leaders like President Obama, like Clinton, like Chuck Schumer, like Nancy Pelosi, and what they were talking about doing with tariffs are exactly what's happening now. It's simply because it is this administration that they don't agree with it. Because it's this person doing it, oh, it's all bad and gloom and doom, rather than give it some time. Give it some time. But the Federal Reserve could throw the American people a bonus right now by reducing the rate. Not a big amount, the little 0.25% rate decrease, which will stabilize things, make people a little more comfortable. But they decided to sit this one out and let us through. It's time for the Bloomberg Money Minute. We'll be back. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. No fools here, just the best in afternoon radio on WILK News Radio. It's 3:55 here, 60 degrees with them storms moving through. Like I said, we have a line of storms that are moving or have moved through. We will have another one in probably 20 minutes, 30 minutes that'll come through again. Looks like there's two lines of storms coming through for us today. We talked about this a little bit yesterday. Rite Aid has filed for bankruptcy protection again, and it's seeking to sell most of its assets. This broke yesterday towards the end of the show, and there are a lot of Rite Aids around here. I did not know that Rite Aid was founded right here in Scranton, but it did indeed. But the company said Monday that its stores will remain open as it returns to Chapter 11 bankruptcy proceedings. The company said it will work to ensure that customers' prescriptions are transferred to other pharmacies as it goes through the sale process. Unknown what that really means. One sentence, they're saying the company said Monday that its stores will remain open as it returns to Chapter 11 proceedings. The next sentence is the company said it will work to ensure that customer prescriptions are transferred to other pharmacies as it goes through the sale process. The drugstore chain is lined up from some of its lenders $1.94 billion in new financing, which helped fund it through the sale and bankruptcy proceedings. The company initially filed for bankruptcy protection in October of 2023 with plans to sell parts of the business and restructure. The company ran more than 2,300 stores in 17 states before filing. So, if you have ongoing prescriptions at Rite Aid, I would at least check with them. I would do your due diligence because, again, I have seen and we have questioned for the past couple of months at our local Rite Aid that we go to and have our prescriptions at, personally, the lack of merchandise that they have on their shelves, the stocks that they have. We've seen a visible decline in the products that they have to where their shelves sometimes have been barely empty. Barely stocked. And we've questioned it, and they said, no, everything's fine, supply chain issues and such like that. And I'm sure, listen, that's the corporate talk that they were told because I'm sure a lot of people were asking those questions. But the pharmacy seemed well-staffed, and the pharmacy seemed to be able to get everything that we normally get from it. So, it's convenient. That's where our stuff is called in from. That's where the approval with our insurance has been gotten from. But it's time to have a conversation with them at this point to make sure you just don't show up one day and the place is closed. And now how do you get your prescription forwarded to another pharmacy? Do they have the same approval paperwork that this pharmacy has for you if you had to get your medication approved through your insurance? So I would at least be proactive over the next couple of weeks. Who knows how long this is going to take? We're going to do the same and possibly get everything that you need in writing just in case you need to pop into another pharmacy or, have a conversation with them to have everything called over to a new pharmacy, including the authorizations, approvals, your insurance information, and everything else. So you don't have to go without your medicine. I mean, that's where at the point here, hopefully everything works out for them. Hopefully somebody buys the chain and it, continues to operate under its name or another name. But the more important part here is to make sure your parents, if they get their medication from this, the elderly in your lives, if they get medication from Rite Aid, to make sure we have an EAS coming up. But just make sure you have a plan for the elderly in your life so their medication does not go interrupted. You want especially medication that they depend on, medication that you depend on, to go uninterrupted. So make sure you're proactive in that. Right now, just reading through this story here, they are actually describing exactly what I just described to you, to where locations had limited selections of profitable beauty supplies, drugstore staples, and stuff. And they believe that they're actively pushing customers away during this process. Rite Aid was attempting to turn around its business in a tough environment for drugstores. But were they doing that by having empty shelves? Were they drawing customers in here to make it profitable, or was this inevitable? As per this story, it seems like what I saw here firsthand was more widespread than just our local area here. It's 4 o'clock here at WILK. We'll be back.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history, and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.